tell Lady Frances that Mrs. Rackett is here.
Is my lady expecting you?
Yes. She was supposed to meet us, but hasn't, so we're meeting here.
I think she's in a meeting.
So?
So I don't know if I can get her.
You can get her. Or I'll march past you and sit on her toilet until she comes in and she'll have to see me. Go on, shoo! Jobsworth. I'm not doing his job.
Filthy amount of dust.
Mrs. Rackett, I beg 10,000 pardons. It's so good to see you. I'm so sorry I couldn't meet you. I got caught up with Mr. Dorincourt.
Do not apologise. I didn't think I'd recognise you. It's been so long since I was in Shropshire. We're just thrilled to have your ladyship in town at last. Undo all that country learning. Show you the opera and the pantheons and convince you they're not as bad as your husband says they are. It's not fair to deprive a woman of that, and that's why I'm here. To show you the infinite possibilities of womanhood. It's a criminal injustice that any woman should be deprived of the world by a man. How long are you here for?
Not long.
Oh, why so soon?
Sir George talks with regret of the scenes we have left, and as the ceremony of presentation is now over, I think we will be going back soon.
And do you want to return so soon?
I'm not in the habit of consulting my own wishes, but I have thought, if they decide, we shall return soon.
Oh, what a shame.
I know. I have yet hardly formed an idea of London.
I shall quarrel with your lord and master if he even thinks of depriving us of you so soon. How do you dispose of yourself today?
Sir George is going with me this morning to the mercer's to choose a silk for me.
Sir George chooses a silk for you? Oh dear. Does he choose your underwear as well?
Madam!
Look, if you do these things, pray keep them secret. If the town knows your husband chooses your gowns, it will be scandal. You're very young, to be fair, and you have been brought up in solitude. This town is full of gossipy women, and not wood nymphs, and they're not as kind of wood nymphs either. Why, my dear creature, you look scared. There's not so much to be scared of apart from a few women. But we're here to take you out and give you an impression of the city in all its splendour. Come on, let's go to an exhibition and an auction, and afterwards we'll have a little walk around the park and then drive up to Kensington. We'll be home by 4, dress, and in the evening we can all go to Lady Brilliant's masquerade.
Oh, I'd love to come.
Brilliant!
It's just one thing.
What?
I have to see if Sir George has no engagements.
What? Do you stand so low in your own opinion that you dare not trust yourself without Sir George? If that's how you feel, you should have stayed in the country. It is not a habit designed for ladies of London.
Sorry, it's just he gets so upset.
What would you do on your first and potentially only trip to London instead? Pace around the canal holding cans. Go into some carriage, dine tete-a-tete, spend the evening playing cards and then go to bed at 11 sober. Such a plan may do for a wife of some boring church warden, but not for Lady Frances Touchwood on her first big night in London.
Oh, I don't know. I'm young. I'm just doing what I'm told.
Well-behaved women rarely make history, Lady Frances.
I know, but I'm quite content on being consigned to playing no part of history. Oh, here's Sir George. My love, Mrs. Rackett.
Give you joy, Sir George. I've come to rob your lady for a bit and show her the town. An exhibition, an auction, the park, Kensington. I'm going to show her all of London. A girl's trip. It's ridiculous that married couples spend so much time together anyway.
What do you mean?
Oh, nothing. Just that everyone needs time amongst their own gender for a while, don't they? Lady Frances has spent a lot of time in the country and she has not been bred to be a city girl. If she is to visit London, it only makes sense that she is shown the city to experience it.
No, she has not. And if she had, she certainly would not be my wife.
Wait, really?
Perfectly. I would not have had the courage to marry a well-bred woman.
Why not, Sir George? Are you scared of fine women?
Well, Sir George is hesitant. He thinks these women are seen everywhere, but never at inn. They sleep at home, but their real home is in the hauntings of town. Their minds are sordid with conquest, and they love themselves. They don't think of themselves as wives and mothers. They just think of themselves, and they waste time at parties and playing cards.
Why would you want a woman like that?
That is offensive. Here's my definition. A creature for whom nature has done much, and education even more. She has taste, elegance, spirit, and understanding. In her manner, she is free. In her morals, nice. Her behavior is polite to her husband and all mankind. Her sentiments are for the hours of retirement. A fine lady is the life of the conversation, the spirit of society, the joy of the public. Pleasure follows her everywhere. Tell him, Lady Frances.
I mean, that does sound great.
Really?
No, you're right.
It does sound great.
No, yes, it does. Sorry.
Do you really think that?
No.
Don't let the man who chooses your knickers choose your thoughts as well. Tell him what you think.
Well, you made it all sound so horrible, Sir George. I thought I hated it, but it seems charming. I've lived so long in obscurity. It would be nice to see London and see how other people go.
Brilliant! We'll have her back at night. We'll be here at dinner. Goodbye, Sir George.
Oh, wait!
What?
He looks so lonely.
Oh, don't be so pathetic. Why do you always need her by your side? Do you not trust me with her?
You can't trust your wife with any type of city women. You're all the same corrupting nice girls with drink and gossip and whatever else you do in the cesspit of villainy.
It's Christian to ask your neighbours how they are. It's not gossip. It's simply caring. I know what you're thinking. You're a widow. You should be sedate. You should be wearing black. You should be setting a good Christian example to people growing up around you. But look, you're dressed for conquest and lusting and city life. You're ensnaring young girls into your ways and they're forgetting what they're supposed to be. Their essence, their use to man. I've met a million men like you, longing for the charm in society of a century ago, when a grave man and a sad woman were sober and sat in silence in a mouldy old townhouse, highlight of the day, a visit from the doctor, dinner, quiet women saying nothing. Sir George, women exist in their own rights and are not merely just the use of a man.
Duh.
Brilliant. Right then, let's go. Come on, Lady Frances. There is a whole world for you.